as you're well aware, of course, we are going through Public Radio Music Month. I'd like to ask you a few questions pertaining to public radio. How has public radio music influenced your own creativity and music writing?
Well, I think that in my fair city, we have 89.7 FM WUWM, which is our NPR affiliate, and it's a public radio station. Mm-hmm. And the neat thing that I found about that station and also similar stations across country is that they speak for the community within which they function. So they aren't programmed from a great distance.
Correct.
They're not corporate controlled. The playlists are determined by people who are generally much more aesthetically minded and also very creatively aware of the needs of the community within which they function. So I think they are the fabric of radio that holds communities together in a greater sense. So I'm a big fan, and I have a lot of gratitude because, you know, artists like such as myself can tour around and find that there are open ears to what we're doing, and it's rare.
So you believe that the federal funding should support public radio?
I really do. Yes, sir.
I'll second that.
Yeah, well, we definitely agree with you. Have you noticed any particular type of audience that public radio has attracted to you and or your music?
You know, I think, generally speaking, it's such a broad demographic that that seeks out public radio. So I think it tends to be people who are perhaps listening for something outside the mainstream, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't want breakfast cereal. They want an omelet that they make themselves or that someone makes for them. And so they tend to be people who are a little bit more open-minded than I would say the mainstream is. And they're seekers of information and truth.
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. How about another song?
Love to.
My name is Bradley Wilson. I'm Marine to the core. Like my dad before me, my grandpa in the Second World War. Dad made it home. Saigon in 73. Grandpa left his dog tags on the beach in the Philippines. He got caught between a rock and a hard place. Simplify is not a slogan, but a living legacy. I always thought my dad's dress blues were much too big on me. But the bell tolled for me one morning, as it will for one and all. In that awful, endless moment, as I watched the angels fall.